Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Clark moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nyman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Clark fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Fernandez and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nyman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts in front of the plate. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Nyman moves to second. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nyman moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nyman scores. Alomar moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Davis moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-1 in the game. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0 for 1 in the game. Stottlemyre is called out on strikes. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nyman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Woody Held now playing right field. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-2 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Dick Houser pinch hits for Mel Stottlemyre. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Talbot now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 3 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alomar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 3 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.